Welcome to BraveNewClimate.com, the blog run by Professor Barry Brook from the University of Adelaide in Australia. The blog started in 2008 and has grown to envelop issues that include climate change, the impacts of global warming, and the solutions to solving the problems, and also to addressing long-term issues of energy security. Indeed, the byline of the blog is getting to grips with the brave new world of future climate and energy. Notes from a Promethean environmentalist. What do I mean by that? I guess it's an environmentalist who's optimistic that humanity has a real positive future. Perhaps one day we'll reach out to the stars and populate other planets in our solar system, or even move to other solar systems in our galaxy. Who knows? But I do know, as someone involved in the research of risk and the implications of extinctions, that humanity has to make sure we manage that risk properly, both at home on our planet Earth and by making sure that the human species has a long-term future. I have a great passion for sustainability, but I also have a great passion for the future of humanity, and I like to look at the way that those two issues can intersect. So one important evolution of the blog Brave New Climate has been to get to grips with the energy problem, look at rational solutions, evaluate the potential of non-fossil fuel energies to replace our current dependence on fossil fuel energy, remembering that today, as a global society, we derive around 80% of our primary energy from fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas. I've looked at critically at the ways we can use renewable energy and nuclear power to transform our energy systems and so be able to power the new 21st century and beyond in a sustainable way, a clean way, one that embraces recycling, one that embraces a positive vision for the future. BraveNewClimate.com is a blog that hosts regular articles about once every 3 or 4 days on a diverse range of topics with many guest posters, and also is a real community of commenters. Each post gets 100 to 200 comments where we really dissect and integrate and also to interrogate the evidence that's presented and the different viewpoints people have. Because believe me, we're not all singing to the same tune in this church. It's a diverse range of views, and I think that's a positive thing too. The current post up on Brave New Climate is about how much it might cost to solve global warming. If you're not concerned with global warming, you could reinterpret that as how much it might cost to ensure long-term energy security. Either way, it's an important topic to address and illustrates the type of issues that we're trying to get at on this website. It's about how we rationally manage for a sustainable future. I'd encourage you to subscribe to the blog. You can enter your email address and then you'll get a regular update whenever I put a new post on. I'm starting a new series here on Audioboo where I'll regularly provide audio updates that you can listen to that target on particular topics in short snippets of less than 5 minutes. I might interview someone, I might introduce a bit more detail about a topic I've been discussing. And I'm looking to grow the blog in other ways, through video media and also through new seminar series. So look out for new developments in Brave New Climate this year. And enter also the competition I'm about to run, which is to try and predict the day the Brave New Climate hits 1 million page views. We're over 900,000 now and getting closer, so if you'd like to put in your own tip, then we'll see who wins, and I might be able to come up with some sort of prize. Probably not a monetary one, because this is a venture I do in my own time, but something that will reward you for your prognostication skills. Otherwise, subscribe to the Audioboo channel, which I hope will be available through iTunes soon as well, and then you can keep up to date with the world of climate and energy, not just on the blog BraveNewClimate.com, but through new media such as podcasts. For now, that's Barry Brook signing off.